You're listening to Bigfoot Live, starring Thomas Gardy, the world's most respected authority on the phenomena known as Bigfoot. Sit back and relax as we take you on a journey into the world of the unknown. Believer or skeptic, man or woman, you will be mesmerized by real people telling real descriptions about real encounters. Fasten your seatbelts, America. It's reality radio at its finest, and it starts now.
In 1967, my whole life changed. I saw the Roger Patterson film on the Johnny Carson show. And I gotta tell you, that's the day I thought I was gonna challenge the world and go out and find this thing.
We had found like 12 tracks in the ground. I didn't want to believe it was Bigfoot.
There he is.
He's moving right now. He's moving right now. He's straight out of the tree line. He's moving to the right. See him? He's going to the right. He's going into the trees right now. Come here, look.
I'm Bob Hallmark, and I'm a reporter with ABC Television and Tyler Longview. It's been my pleasure to be with Tom Scotty and his team tonight, and I have to admit that I was skeptical when I came out here. I thought we, at this time in our history, had the technology to be able to find one of these things if it existed. But after seeing the footprints and the dig marks in the sand and what I believe to be a very large creature running at a high rate of speed through the woods, I'm convinced I'm going to have to change my opinion on Bigfoot.
I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
Well, I landed on the ground, I was kind of thinking, this ain't no human being. It's got to be something else.
Right now. At www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
Alice wants what you think I've seen. Some strange, you know. Sasquatch sitting on the side of his knee, and he was talking to Moxie and Joe. Well, the party they're gonna have out in the St. John's Wall. Sasquatch doing his brand new dance, and he called it the Bigfoot Stomp.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Marco Bill on the Bigfoot Live broadcast. And folks, it's that time of the week again. It's time for the Wednesday evening Bigfoot Live radio show with our host, Mr. Tom Viscardi. And now, everybody, the man who put the big back into Bigfoot, our host and renowned Bigfoot researcher, Mr. Tom Viscardi. Good evening, Tom. How are you tonight?
Well, I got to tell you, straight up, my friend, I am elated. I am stoked. I am top draw. You know, but before we get into how I am, how are you?
I am doing great. New pair of socks.
That makes me feel when I know that you're well, I'm well, and everything is going to go forward, and that's all that matters right now. I got to tell you something, Marco Bill. We've been rolling now for about a week, and our friends and family across this country have been ever so kind to us wherever we popped up. My God, the hospitality rolled out. The meals came through, the rooms came through, the people with their kindness telling us their stories. Our filmmakers are just in top draw people, and they've had to put up with an awful lot, but my God, they're troopers, and they're going crazy and seeing this country the way we see it. But you know what? Before we get into our cavalcade of stars that we've got tonight, I want to take a few seconds here and take homage to one of our fallen brethren, Richard Stubstad, ladies and gentlemen. You've probably heard of him many times on our show. He's our guy that worked with the DNA, with so much of it, the nail from Arizona or hair samples from Arkansas. He had succumbed to cancer, and on his last 3 days of his life, he called me and he says, Tom, please keep our research going and try to get out there and find the truth as you always have been. He says, I don't know how much longer I have, but you know what, brother? This show is dedicated to you, and we love you. We know you're upstairs there looking down on us. I hope you guide us in the right way on this last leg or next two legs of our trip here on this filming that we're doing. God bless your family. If there's anything that we can do to help, you guys are listening out there, we're here for you. Great, great man, ladies and gentlemen, great man. He did a lot for the advancement of the cryptozoologists that really are active in this world. Without any further ado, ladies and gentlemen, I want to get out there to Manchester, Tennessee. I'm going to tell you something. Remember this guy's name, because we're partnering up, SFBI and Tom Biscardi. We have his product. This man is brilliant. He doesn't like to take credit for it. He says it's my people that I surround myself with. He says I have top engineers. I have top inventors. He's the real top dog, ladies and gentlemen. This is a man that had a dream. He had an idea, and he put it together. If I told all you Bigfooters out there around the globe, if I told all of you Bigfooters that, hey, I have a camera that we can set up at night. It'll last battery life about 5 days with the right battery and take pictures daytime, nighttime, with no red light, no indication, and no bells and whistles. And, oh, by the way, anything that passes by that thing, instantaneously, it's sent back to your cell phone immediately. It is unbelievable. We've had it out in Mississippi. It works. We're going to be using it in Alabama, down there in Florida, when we're out there in the swamps in the next few days. And I'm going to tell you, I have a feeling that we may be capturing our hairy big friend, and we'll be seeing it. And the good thing about this is, ladies and gentlemen, you see it instantaneously. How many seconds does it take when you get on your phone to make a call? 3, 5, 10? That's the same thing with this product. The guy is a winner. The product works. We've got it. We've seen it. And it's going to be available in the next 2 weeks on Searching for Bigfoot's website. We're going to be the sole distributor around the world for these new cams in the Bigfoot world. Bigfoot world only. Okay? This is an amazing new announcement. Without any further ado, we're down here in Manchester. Eric, you out there?
Yes, sir.
You know, Eric, I got to tell you, I am just elated, totally elated, because this is like the Alexander Graham Bell, as far as I'm concerned, in this industry for us. We've always had the trail trip cameras, you know, but we've had to either have pixel cameras that didn't work and or got confabulated, or we had to put the cards in and, okay, fine, the batteries would go dead, and we can't, you know, depending on the weather, if it was too damn cold, they wouldn't click, they wouldn't work. And the thing I love about your product, you know, it's been tested for over 130 degrees Fahrenheit, and what is it, 20 or 30 degrees below zero?
Close to it, yeah.
Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're up there in Alaska, you're up there in Montana, you're up there in Canada, okay? Or if you're down there in the heat, okay, of South America, Arizona, you know, guys, you know, I've been out there in 118, 126 degrees. This thing keeps on a ticking, keeps clicking. But the thing about it is, you don't, you could, in your car, when you're out to dinner, if something passes by, you're going to see that image. It's going to go right onto your phone. Unbelievable, unheard of. This is the man that perfected it. You know, I worked for the richest man in the world, John D. MacArthur, many years ago. And he used to say to me, Tom M. Boy, He said, I may not be the smartest man, but I got enough money to keep all the brilliant people around me. This kind of guy reminds me of him. Eric Haysbolt, ladies and gentlemen. Eric, tell us how this whole idea came about and how this thing is evolving. My listeners around the globe want to hear about it.
Well, okay. Our technology started about 3+ years ago, and we were developing an LED technology's smart speed limit signs that work fully cellular. More than one LED board at a time. We can do up to 3 now with one SIM card, one cellular modem. And as we were progressing along, being able to be the first people to do a complete tight end network with cellular design like this, and we started up patenting on it and all that stuff at the same time, we started getting into other areas, and I asked our engineers, I want to have a camera like this now, and I want to mount the camera on the speed limit sign so that the police, law enforcement, state, DOT, any kind of state can not only see, touch, and feel on the interstate. And the engineers said, that's impossible. We looked into it, and I said, it's not impossible. So they kept working at it, and then they said, now it's possible because they've designed for us the type of networking and software programming to put into a camera technology that'll give us two-way cellular monitoring. And we've pretty much developed a whole spectrum of technology in this field, from LED technologies to simple B2 two-way cellular technology and MMS. And then we went above that and went to one SIM card and the DX models that will do 4 CCTV cameras to 8 CCTV cameras that are all individually set at different phone numbers or the same phone number. You can use your computer and monitor that way and walk out of the room and fly to 800 miles away and use your cell phone and still get pictures and ask for pictures and have notifications come to you, SMS, MMS. And we realized that we have something here special, and that's when T-Mobile started working with us and developing a SIM card that will do this for $15 a month, unlimited MMS, and we're progressing right along. We're pretty new at this in the world, but we have the newest type of technology in cellular monitoring, I think, in the country, and we're pretty surprised at what we can do with it ourselves. And now we're working into the RV world, and we're able to start generators with our cell phone and get pictures and monitor inside and outside the RV and do pretty amazing things. We've been focusing a lot on helping law enforcement lately, and now we're kind of moving around and helping with real estate, for instance, houses that have no power and no electricity. There's a lot of those houses out there that are under foreclosure, and now we can give them a full security system, 100% wireless, even 100% wireless sensors that talk to the camera RF and then talk to a cellular. So if you break into the back of the house, it'll talk to the camera, and the camera will talk to us. And then we can ask for pictures, or it'll send us pictures if we have it armed. But working along those guidelines, we've focused on that and focused on it until we got about everything right, and now we're bringing it out to the world with the help of T-Mobile and the great engineers that we have on our team. And one step at a time, we're getting there, and we're glad that you're able to see and use and feel and touch this kind of new technology. It works in Canada and Mexico too, and like all cellular technology, you're going to have a SIM card in it, an AT&T or a T-Mobile SIM card. Either one will work. You have to have MMS on it. Data plans from AT&T are from $20 to $30 a month, and T-Mobile has the best plan at this point. They work with us closely. There's so much to say, it's not even funny, but the best part about it is that we're the first to come up with it and develop it and bring it to this country in the Western Hemisphere. For law enforcement and hunters and people like you, Tom, that need stuff like this that give you real-time pictures of an event that's happening on the spot, this is the way you go. And like all cell phones, you have to have at least one bar or more on your cell phone to get a signal to get the pictures and SMS to go back and forth. About 75% of the country right now has the cellular capabilities, and anybody trying to do it on internet really has only a 10% chance, and around the bigger city areas, well, we can go way further out than that now. And we work all GSM level, so that's pretty impressive to a lot of people, and we're kind of getting used to it now, but we still kind of have to step back and take a breath at what we did. But it's now available, and people can go to cellsigntechnologies.com, and they can look at our website. There are many things that we don't have on that website now because they're under development still, but they're fixing to come out. But the basic systems are on Cell Sign Technologies, and you can get a good bird's-eye view of what the next generation of technology is going to be like this way. And it's very affordable, too. Our basic systems are around $200 a piece, and our more advanced systems are under $400 a piece. And I don't know anybody else in the country that can do this, and nobody else has been able to find anybody that can do this, but at the moment, we're there, and we're it, and we're rocking and rolling with it. And if anybody wants to call in and ask us questions or get on our website, you can do either one. If you wanted to dial 888-639-9040, I'll be happy to talk with you. And for advanced engineering groups that want to get involved with us, we can have you talk to our engineers at the higher engineering levels so everybody can understand each other, because with technology like this that nobody's ever had or seen, it gets a little bit, you know, over everybody's head at first, but then they figure it out and they start clicking and loving it. The one thing I liked a lot about it was having it mounted outside of my house and having the sensors inside the house, so I always knew when my girls got home from school, when I was at work, right when they got home and who they were with. And if they were going to leave, I knew that too. So it really helped me out, you know, keeping an eye on the family. It was pretty wonderful, you know, having the technology.
Yeah. Eric, let me interject something here real quick. Ladies and gentlemen, and this is no lie, I got to tell you something. It blew my mind. We went out and had dinner earlier tonight, and as we were coming back, all of a sudden this ding-dong goes off onto his phone. I said, what the hell was that? Because it was a different ring that I've ever heard. He says, oh, it's probably my kids coming home, and I'm being notified on the same system that I've mounted at my own home. Well, lo and behold, he just presses a button. There's his daughter just coming home, and she was safe. This is, you know, it's so phenomenal. You are leap years ahead of anything out there. And, you know, this is a Bigfoot Live show, ladies and gentlemen, I know. And I know that the only thing we really care about is Bigfoot. Well, this is the technology up to date. You ain't going to get better than this. I'm telling you right now, okay? You will not get better technology than this that's out there. That, my God, think about it. You set your cameras. Don't even have to worry. And that thing notifies you when the creatures come by. Whether you're
and take-
home. What?
And takes pictures.
Oh, and that, listen, here's the thing. You're going to see it. You'll see the picture as the creature's going by. My guy Chris set it up, and at nighttime when we first started this thing, and I give him a lot of credit, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I just threw him in the mix. My gosh, it goes to show you these young guys today, they're brilliant. Well, he worked along with Eric, and I think that you guys worked until the wee hours, 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. But he got it. And here he was. He took pictures with Lou. They outside. And you could see the thing going off onto his phone with all the pictures going on. In other words, if this creature goes by this camera, and it'll take a series of pictures too, there's different ways and commands that you can set this thing up, which is phenomenal, totally phenomenal, okay? I'm so sure that I think when we're in Alabama down there in the swamps, that we may be the luckiest ones using this state-of-the-art technology. You know what, Eric? we have a chock full of show here, and I went into overtime into the next one, but I felt it was due. I'm going to have you back on next week, and I can't wait till tomorrow, and I got a great big announcement to make next week's show, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to blow the world's mind, okay? I can't say anything yet, but I will make that announcement next week on some footage that will blow the world's mind. Eric, just mute yourself out. We got a whole lot full of show. I want you to hear it all. And thank you for spending your time with us this evening.
Tom, thank you for talking to me. And for those tech people out there that like apps, we do have an app for the Droid that you can work. The system makes it so much more simpler. It's almost too simple. And we're fixing to come out with our iPhone app, too. So you don't have to write a code and send a text message code anymore. You can just hit a button for the app and ask for pictures or arm and do things like that. It's also a nanny cam on steroids, too, for people that like loved ones that want to watch their grandparents or something from thousands of miles away. They can monitor it with their cell phone thousands of miles away, and you can even call this system and listen in on the room.
Wow, for those newborn babies. Incredible stuff. All right, Eric, just mute yourself out. Thank you so much.
Take care. Thank you for having us.
Okay, buddy. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Eric down there in Manchester, Tennessee. Above and beyond, leaps and bounds with the most modern technology ever, especially in the Bigfoot world, let alone all the other things that this thing does. We're going to keep your prize. The only place you're going to be able to get it, the Bigfoot world, will be right there searching for Bigfoot.com. Let's go to commercial, Bill.
In August 2008, there was an announcement that was heard around the globe. A promise of the end to an age-long mystery and deception that played out on the world stage. Anatomy of a Bigfoot Hoax. Now, for the first time ever, see with your own eyes and hear the true behind-the-scenes story of the hoax that gripped the world. Featuring original, never-before-seen footage. Available now at searchingforbigfoot.com.
One, they're very sick people, but you know what bothers me more than anything, Megan? These guys were the law.
And we're back.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, every time I hear that little tidbit, it brings chills down my spine. Remind me of the day that I was out there and the situation that we went through. If you've never seen it, Anatomy of a Bigfoot Hoax, you need to see it. Seventh largest story in the world back in those days. Remember about the two cops from Georgia? Two cops from Georgia had a body on ice in a freezer. Well, they got all of our attention, didn't they? But they got my money. Without any further ado, let's get out there to Fayetteville, Arkansas, and let's talk to our good brother in Rocky. Rocky, you out there?
Yes, I am.
How are you?
I'm doing real good, Tom. How about you?
All right. You know, a little road weary, but, you know, we're here, and every time that we get down a little bit, we get invigorated by the new stories and the new people that we meet, as you know. And, ladies and gentlemen, this is the guy that we've had many times on our show. This is the guy that you heard us talk about that he had an encounter with this creature. He had an encounter with the gendarmes, the law force. This is the guy that actually was kidnapped for 5 days, him and his daddy. And he was a punching bag, both of them, because of what happened. We filmed all of this, ladies and gentlemen. Rocky has finally agreed. Come forward, tell the entire story. And we filmed it. It'll be in our new movie, and this is the one that we're filming right now while we're on the road. And I've got to tell you, it took 3 years for us to bond, he and I. And he's like my family. He's like my brother. And I don't think there's anything I wouldn't do for him or vice versa. He's a real man. He's a woodsman. I would like for you to give a little tidbit, if you would, Rocky. Because I know there's people out there saying, what the hell is Tom Biscardi talking about? Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a man and his family who actually encountered a creature, and he actually killed it. That's right. He killed one of these creatures. After he killed it, people from the government hijacked him and his daddy, kept them captive for 5 days, beat the hell out of them, in no uncertain terms, tell them you open your mouth about what you've seen and what you've done, without prejudice, we will do send you bye-bye land. You know what? I don't want to put words in his mouth. Would you just cap on that a little bit for me, Rocky?
Well, sure, but first I want to say, Bill, get well. Say hi to Chris, little sister Lou, and Chico, you're crazy, but I love you. Okay. Well, you know, as far as having difficulties with the constabulary, it was just not a good time in my life. I mean, it was up until that day. I learned a lot out there in the woods that the whatnot, and then I learned that they know how to, those boys know how to get some information, if you have any to give. Unfortunately, I didn't have any to give. I took a lot, but, you know, all things considered, it, I don't guess it was my first whooping and probably not the worst one I ever took, but it was just a little bit hard on me knowing that, you know, my old daddy had to go through the same thing. I think they may have gone a little bit easier on him, but that's neither here nor there. I think that's something that that probably won't ever go away. But and fortunately, other than just having some black automobiles visit me, I think things may have kind of blown over a little bit when you was here. You saw that they still had their eyes open out there. But you know, everything is good up to this point. I'm glad that y'all came by. I'm glad to see y'all. It's just like, kind of like having a family reunion, and just wondering if you'd cut yourself with that knife yet.
You know what I'd like for you to do, Rocky, if you don't mind? I know it's tough for you to talk about it, but the night that you guys were out and you went down the few paces away from everybody, 50 feet, whatever it was, 50 yards, I don't know, and you went to relieve yourself, tell everybody what happened.
Well, it was one of those things. I was into sports back then. I was into the bodybuilding thing. Strict diet. Well, my diet wasn't real strict that night. And after eating, well, I had to go into the woods to take care of some business. But while I was out there, of course, you know, they said, don't go far and all that, because there'd been black bear activity in the woods. But of course, I never was real big on listening to other people's advice. So I went on out in the woods, and when I was trying to undo my belt, I just happened to, I don't know, it was kind of like a shadow separated itself from the rest of the shadows. And so I clicked my light on for, I mean, it was just on for a second. And I saw a large hairy creature standing there facing me, and then it came for me. I mean, I don't know what its intentions were under the circumstances. I didn't really care what its intentions were. All I knew that it really scared me, and I don't like being scared, but when it came for me, I jerked my pistol out and went to work, and I fired three shots. About the time I fired the third shot, it slammed into me, and I dropped my gun. It grabbed me up and was just, I mean, about to squeeze my eyeballs out. And the only course of action was just to reach back and grab my old hunting knife and, well, I fed it some steel, and apparently it didn't like it too awful much, because after getting stabbed and cut a few times, it threw me down the hill. I wasn't hurt or anything. I don't know when it happened. I don't know where it went. None of that. I just, you know, I hit the ground, and the next thing I knew, my dad and my brother was down there trying, you know, yelling, you know, what the world, what's going on, and all that. And there wasn't a whole lot I could tell them. So instead of telling them, I just, as soon as I was able to get on my feet, I headed back up toward the fire. You know how it is. A good fire gives a pretty good sense of false security, but anyhow, I still feel bad about it, but I left them standing. I headed for the fire. Well, when they got up there, I tried to explain to them, but you know, I was babbling like a fool. So they took me back to my brother's house, was cleaning me up. I got calmed down. I explained to them what I saw, and well, nobody really voiced any opinions as to whether I'd lost my damn mind or what. But the next morning we went back out, we met up, and we got on the trail. Well, my brother's a professional tracker, and so we tracked it for the better part of a mile through the woods, and it left a pretty darn good blood trail. It left a big pool of blood there where me and it had our little encounter. But when we located it, well, when I first saw it at a distance, I thought maybe I was wrong. It was a bear. I couldn't imagine coming out of a bear scuffle that easily, but my brother was already up there, and he was standing over it, and he was just stunned. And when I got up there, I was too. It was nothing like I'd ever seen. It wasn't a man. It wasn't a monkey.
Wait a minute. Rocky?
Yes.
We gave enough away for free. Anybody wants to see this, they're going to have to see it in the movie. Ladies and gentlemen, photos, DNA from leading university in California with the hair samples that he took, came back, and you're going to be shocked when you hear what they were. You'll see that also in the film. You'll see the official documentation from the CIA to the FBI that was sent to us. You will see everything, the area, the nuclear plant, where this whole thing took place. It was filmed on this last excursion. You're going to see it. Rocky, thank you, brother, for coming forth. Thank you for coming on the show tonight. We got a whole lot more show. You're going to be hearing from Theron. You remember Theron and and Mac just left. They're on the show tonight also. And just mute yourself out, brother, and listen to the rest of the show. You there?
I'm here.
Okay. Just mute yourself out. We got a whole lot more show, and I'll call you later, okay?
Okay, man. Thanks for everything, Tom.
Listen, thank you. And ladies and gentlemen, this man gave me a Bowie knife that is probably one of the biggest and best Bowie knives in the world. Had it engraved, SFBI to Tom Biscardi for my birthday. It was my birthday yesterday, ladies and gentlemen. And thank you for all the well wishes and birthday happy birthdays from all over the globe. There was so many that I couldn't respond to them all, ladies and gentlemen. So please forgive me. And I'm just going to tell everybody out there, thank you from the bottom of my heart. I mean, I got happy birthday wishes from Germany, from China, from Australia, from Paraguay, Brazil, Italy. I mean, all over. Gosh. And I didn't know. How many countries are we broadcasting to, Bill?
34.
34 countries, ladies and gentlemen. My God. And are we still on Who's Who?
Oh, yeah. Well, we're still there, yep.
My gosh, it's incredible. And if it wasn't for you people around the globe that listen to us each and every week, we wouldn't be there. Rocky, thank you so much. I'll call you later. Just mute yourself out. We got a whole lot more show, okay?
All right.
Thanks, buddy. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Rocky out there in Arkansas. He's become such a part of our family, a great, great guy. Without any further ado, let's get out there to Choctaw, Mississippi, on the reservation. Just left there this morning, ladies and gentlemen. We got Theron. Theron, you out there?
Yeah, I'm here, Tom.
How are you, brother?
Well, you know, I have that little stomach problem, and it's kind of going away now.
Well, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. You know, ladies and gentlemen, this is the guy that was responsible bringing us to the Choctaw Nation. I guess we've been out there, what, four times, Theron?
Four times, and I think probably Rocky was there. Probably Rocky is part of the group. I think that'd be about the fifth time, you know.
Yeah, so we've been out there numerous times, but if it wasn't for Theron, we would have never been out there, never got to meet some of the people on the reservation, and so many of the wonderful people who extended their hospitality to us and have told us so many of their stories and shared them with us. It's been tremendous, okay? This last time in particular, Mac was there, and this guy, I mean, he took from his days off. He could have been with his family, could have been with his horses, and you know, I got to know Mac a lot better on this last trip, and I'll tell you what, a lot of respect goes to this man from my heart, and I'll tell you for what he does, and a lot of it's no gratitude at all in return. I'm going to talk to him right after I talk to you, but I want you, if you would, Theron, tell the people around the globe, out of all the Bigfoot organizations, how many of them came there upon your request to help you and search for the creature on the Choctaw Reservation?
Well, initially, you know, I contacted Searches for Bigfoot Incorporated, but I believe that contacted the Mississippi, Mississippi Bigfoot Organization or something like that, but they never responded. But I think that I was pretty thankful that you and your crew responded very quickly, and everything that we were talking about, all the encounters and sightings around here, you came over and to your satisfaction, you and your group of researchers found that there was indeed the existence of this creature here on the Choctaw Reservation.
That's exactly right, ladies and gentlemen.
We were the ones that found the lair first, an existing lair, one that was green, just made by one of these creatures, and some of the prints, and some of the footage that's been obtained was done by us, okay, from our trail trip cameras. And I've got to tell you, it came from the Choctaw Reservation. And since we've been there, there have been others that have taken footage of the creature. And thanks to Ron and Mac, we met those people. Difficult in trying to get it and share it with the world, but that's a whole other new show. But where do you go from now, Theron? What happens now that we're gone? What do you think will happen?
Well, I think that there will be more sightings and encounters here. There is not only just one individual creature running around here on the Choctaw Reservation. There's several individuals, plus juvenile creatures that are running around. And I'll share a story. Right beside, you know, you've seen the two casinos, the Silver Star Casino and the Golden Moon Casino. In the afternoon around 3 o'clock, a lady was driving past the casino, and here, I think it was a juvenile Bigfoot, ran in front of her on the road, and it was so quick that it reached the other side and disappeared into the woods. And this is a high traffic area, and there's other stories. I mean, people are coming out and telling their stories, sharing their stories to where everyone was quiet, didn't talk about it. But when you and your group came and they saw the logo on the trailer, Searching for Bigfoot Incorporated, they decided, hey, I want to share my experiences, you know. So we did get a lot of calls and a lot of people that shared their experiences with us. If you remember those days when people would come and tell us what they saw.
We sure did. They used to mob us. We were on the TV. We were on the radio show on the front pages of the newspaper out there. We'd go to a store to get supplies, ladies and gentlemen, in the shopping center, and they would mob us, tell us stories or ask for autographs. And he was right there with us when it all happened.
Yeah, well, this morning I went to the convenience store, and there's a sign that says Bigfoot T-shirts for sale. Come inquire inside. All of a sudden, people are aware that there's something out there. And you're talking about it, you know, and people are coming out. You know, if it wasn't for Searching for Bigfoot Incorporated, you know, everybody be still be sleeping, you know, and not woken up about this issue.
Theron, I want to thank you very much for your hospitality. I want to thank you so much for your camaraderie. And let's just keep it going because, you know, SFBI would love to have you guys as an extension of us out there at
All
the,
right.
on the talk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
We'll be keeping our eyes and ears open while you guys are way out there somewhere doing your work.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. Thanks again. We're going to talk
okay,
to you.
Okay, take care. Yeah.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Theron out there in the Choctaw Reservation. We're going to stay out there in that same vicinity with a good friend of ours, a guy named Mac Jackson. Mac, you out there?
I'm here.
Hey, good buddy. Listen, again, I want a heartfelt thanks for me and the crew for all of your hospitality, all that you've done up till 3 or 4 o'clock this morning, because I know I finally went to bed when I talked to you at 1:23 this morning, and I know it took you at least another hour or two to do what you had to do before. Hey.
I drove about 200 miles during the night back and forth until 5 o'clock this morning and trying to make this happen. But everything worked out for the good. But it was a really exciting time with you guys here. First, let me say something, Tom. Tell Rocky, I have never met Rocky, but the reason I put that Gerber knife on, you probably saw me when we were going through the woods, but I think about him every time I put it on, and I said, I'm going to make sure I got my knife and got it sharpened to call it Rocky. So Rocky's my hero. You tell him that. I appreciate him.
You I'm sure he's listening. And later on when he calls, the whole story, and I'll tell him. You know what? Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you something. This man is an accomplished musician, accomplished horse trainer, and most of all, an accomplished artist. He has seen the creature how many times now, Mac?
Tom, let me be very straight with you, and I'll tell you, I'm going to be honest from here on out. I've seen three creatures. Two of them, the first time I saw two, I saw them for 15 to 20 seconds in the wide open. And I was not the only one to see them. And then I kept my mouth shut a while. I kept saying things because I was going through a tragic time at that time. And I never told my wife or anybody. Now, this I finally one day, 30 years later, I see another one, which is a juvenile, not far from here, and I'll tell you where he is in a minute, that I watched it for another about 15, 20 seconds come across a cutover, and just we call it dark 30, and but I could see eyes, and when I had my lights on him, I could see the legs and everything. Well, I saw that one. But I never told you, or anybody else, I've seen some more, but I've only seen them for just two or three seconds. And I didn't say that because, look, if I told people what I've seen, they'd think I was lying. But I know they exist, and I finally said, look, I'm going to tell what I know is true. They are out there, and these creatures don't, they're not like the, I love the story of the Patterson film. I love that story. But the ones I've seen don't look anything like that. And I'm sorry, there might be some because there's probably four or five different types and inbred and all kinds and skunk apes and different ones. But the ones I've seen have been just more slender from the side. And then when they turn, they've got a big chest. They're like wider, but they got a slumped. They're slumped over. And that I've seen two that's been 8 feet tall. So I don't want to get into it too much. I just want to let you know that I'm just being as straight up as I can with the whole world. And it's like I told you and everybody on the film, I could care less what people think because God's the most important thing in my life and in my family.
You know what? I want to thank you, number one, for your honesty, Mac. And number two, I want to concur with you. And any of the creatures that you've seen in our films, Bigfoot Lives 1, 2, and 3, you will see that all the footage that we've ever gathered, none of that footage looks like the Patterson film. And the reason being is the Patterson film was faked. Period.
Right.
End of report. Okay. So here's let's not give credit where credit is not due. The key to it
That's
is...
Right.
Some of your renditions and images that you've drawn is so likely to what people have seen, and I hope that you pass them on to Marco Bill that we can put them up on our website and let them share them with the rest of the people around the globe, okay?
Sure. Chris, the camera guy, has got a few of them, but I'll send you some more.
Fantastic. We're really running out of time right now,
okay.
Mac.
Go ahead.
Again, just put yourself out. We still got our crew
sure.
to talk to, okay? Thanks so
Enjoy.
Much for your time. Okay,
thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Mac Jackson out there in the Choctaw Reservation. Became a great ally with us, and I want to thank him from the bottom of my heart, along with me and my crew's heartfelt thanks. Let's go to commercial, Bill.
1967, my whole life changed. I saw the Roger Patterson film on the Johnny Carson show. And I gotta tell you, that's the day I thought I was gonna challenge the world and go out and find this thing.
We had found like 12 tracks on the ground. I didn't want to believe it was Bigfoot.
There he is.
Did you hear that?
He's moving right now. He's moving right now. He's straight out of the tree line. He's moving to the right. See him? He's going to the right. He's going into the trees right now. Come here, look.
I'm Bob Hallmark, and I'm a reporter with ABC Television and Tyler Lundgren. It's been my pleasure to be with Tom Scotty and his team tonight, and I have to admit that I was skeptical when I came out here. I thought we, at this time in our history, had the technology to be able to find one of these things if it existed. But after seeing the footprints and the dig marks in the sand and what I believe to be a very large creature running at a high rate of speed through the woods, I'm convinced I'm going to have to change my opinion on Bigfoot. I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
When I landed on the ground, I was kind of thinking, this ain't no human being. It's got to be something else.
Bigfoot Lives, a movie at www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
And we're back, Tom.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, every time I hear that advertisement, that's the one that started it for me and my crew. Bigfoot Lives, award-winning movie. I get chills every time I think about it, you know, just listening to that little titty. And I think this is a great segue leading into the next couple of people that I got on the show. We've got Lou and Chris, our filmmakers extraordinaire. They've been on the trek with us since we started, and I just want to get a little titty from each one of them on how they feel that the trip is going, what they filmed, and did they think it would be like this or not. Lou, let's go to you first. You out there?
Yeah.
How are you?
Pretty good.
Okay. Why don't you tell everybody what it's like to be a filmmaker out in the woods?
It's a new experience. It's pretty exciting. Saw some, just a new experience, and getting to experience what you guys went through and documenting it and hearing people's stories about Bigfoot is...
Let me help you out, Lou, because you're having, I guess, you know, some people, ladies and gentlemen, can express themselves on film, and others can express themselves through their voice and how they talk. Let me just ask you a question before we switch you over to Chris.
Okay.
When we were out there by the nuclear plant filming with Rocky, and he was telling you about when he got abducted, what happened to you because you got scared when you were filming?
I went to the location where the government took him and his dad, and this red truck pulled up and went into the driveway out of nowhere, and supposedly that's just a driveway that's abandoned, and it just kind of freaked me out how we just stopped for about 5 minutes, and then this random truck came up and passed it by and went into the driveway, and so we just kind of took off and went down the street, and then they came back out and went the opposite way, so it kind of freaked me out, and I was just kind of looking at Rocky's expression and kind of felt for him because he seemed pretty stunned by that too.
And you captured all that on film, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
That will be one of the things that our viewers around the world will be able to see now, won't they?
Yep. Yes, they will.
Thanks, Lou. Could you be kind enough to pass it on to Chris? We'd like to hear a little something from him right now.
Okay.
Hey, what's going on, Tom?
Hey, good, buddy.
Listen, you've been out there about over a week with us now. Is it everything that we said it would be, or a little bit more?
It's definitely not what I expected, but if I could wrap it up in a word, it's dynamic. Every single day is an event, to say the least.
Well put. Well put. Out of all the days since we've started, including today, what has been the most dynamic that comes to mind?
Just being on the road, man, being a part of your life. Let's see, if I had to pick a day, it would have to be that day that Lou was referring to with Rocky. That was definitely one that stood out to me as well. Oh man, and then the reservation too. That was just the other day. I don't think I'll ever forget that. I don't want to give too much away, but yeah, that was quite a ride.
Yeah. Well, all the people get to see that too, won't they? All the stuff we talked about.
Oh yeah.
Chris, thank you so much. I know that Chico's with you. Let's give him the closing last 2 minutes. Chico, you out there?
Yeah, I'm here, Tom, and I'm glad at least you gave me 2 minutes, because you know me. If you want to ask what time it is, I'll make you a watch. And everybody says I'm crazy, and they're right. But you know what? I want to let everybody know, I've known Tom for years and years, and Tom knew me, but he didn't know me, who I am, until he found out. And I hope that that he enjoys me being with him. And I know that that he knows that I got his back. And everybody else that's out there, Rocky and them, hey, glad to hear from you. And other people out there in Bigfoot land, too, that I know, that I haven't seen for a long time. And the people that we meet on the highways, and the people that run us down on the highways and honk their horns at us and want to say hello to us, the people in the waffle shop and stuff like that. You know, you'd be surprised how many people really know us. And when we see them again, the other night there, a lady come up to us and says, you know, we saw you here a couple of years ago, and I'm glad to see you again. And, you know, stuff like that. And then we know what you're doing, and you're really out there in a dangerous part of the world at nighttime. But you know what? That's where I love it, out there where it's danger. But anyway, everybody, I'm glad to be on your show, and I'm glad I got a couple of minutes. But we'll see you again, and we'll talk to you again.
Chico, thank you so much, especially about having my back, brother. Ladies and gentlemen, it's very, very true. By the way, Chico is our ex-Navy SEAL. Not ex, but he'll always be a Navy SEAL till the day he dies. So we've got America's Finest with us. Bill, I want to thank you. I'm glad that you're feeling a lot better. No more treatments. And we'll be giving you an update each and every day. Everybody
I'm
around
ready.
The world. What?
I'm ready.
Okay, buddy. Okay. Ms. Calabash, wherever you are, good evening. I hope you're well. I hope you're getting better. My good thoughts go out to you. Kudos and salutations. Till next time, America.
Well, folks, once again, it's time to say so long. We'd like to thank Mr. Tom Biscardi and his guests and the Bigfoot team for joining us, and we'd especially like to thank you, our listeners, for tuning in. This is Marco Bill saying see you next Wednesday evening for some more Bigfoot Live radio show entertainment with Mr. Tom Biscardi and his team. And until then, keep the Bigfoot live and keep Bigfooting. See you next week.
Three men with a gold and a pack that they'd hold and a promise till the day that they died. Answers to the questions no one's found before. Driving determination, the only key they had to unlock the door. Monsters, myths, and mysteries, legends, tales, and facts. The